Writing a successful college application essay is an art. In order to write one, you need to know what you want to say, how to say it, and why it's important. College essays are a crucial part of the application process. They are an opportunity to showcase your personality, creativity, and skills. And if you want to get into a top university, you need to make sure that these essays stand out from the rest. In this episode, we will teach you the skills or tips necessary to write an essay that gets you an A grade, regardless of your level of experience. Every student in college wants to perform well in their academics. After all, failing means retaking the course, which wastes both time and money. However, writing a high-scoring essay is not the most straightforward job, especially for learners with busy schedules. Lucky for you that we have gathered all the top tips which will help you to improve your college essay writing process regardless of the subject or topic. College students who lack writing experience can be intimidated by the thought of producing original content from scratch. Harsh criticism and low grades also cause anxiety and contribute to a learner believing that they are not good enough to create excellent content. A college paper is the standard assignment in humanities and social sciences. You need to master writing essays if you want to earn the best grades. But writing papers isn't just about the grade. It's about honing your language and persuasion skills, the most powerful tools you always have at your disposal. But college essays are not rocket science. Regardless of whether you're writing a paper for history, English, sociology, psychology, or any other class, these simple methods will raise your grade on any college paper. If you tend to freak out when it comes to writing, here are some of the tips to use when crafting a quality essay that is worthy of an A+ grade. Let's jump in. 1. Start writing your college essay at least 2 weeks before the due date. There are a lot of different approaches to writing an essay, but they all share one thing: start early. Never put off writing an essay until the last minute. You'll make sloppy mistakes or risk late penalties that will destroy your grade. Instead, start at least 2 weeks before the due date. Just set that you want to get started 14 days before the essay is due. Why is it so important to start early? If you pull an all-nighter right before the due date, it will show. You'll end up with a mediocre argument, poor evidence, and a lack of polish. Trust me, professors can tell. And you'll miss out on the opportunities to gain feedback from your professor during your writing process. There's no secret formula to writing a perfect paper right before the deadline. Writing a great paper takes time, so you need to start early. 2. Read, and reread the essay assignment. Some professors might not admit it, but here's the truth. Every professor wants something slightly different from your paper. Your English professor wants you to emphasize narrative styles, while your art history professor cares about technique. Your history professor wants quotes from the reading, while your psychology professor expects you to summarize and cite the sources. One professor might knock off points for using inline citation, while another hates footnotes. Even professors in the same department might want completely different essays. So how are you supposed to figure out what your professor wants? It's easy: study the assignment and ask questions. Even better, ask if your professor uses a grading rubric for essays. Then you'll know exactly what your professor wants to see. Studying the assignment is your key to getting an A on every paper. Your professor tells you exactly what he or she is looking for. Will you be graded largely on your argument, your evidence, or your grammar? Does the professor want a persuasive argument or a descriptive argument? If the assignment doesn't say, ask. You can easily raise your grade from the middle of the bell curve to the top of the class just by making sure you're writing the paper your professor wants to see. 3. You've already done half the work. Here's the good news: if you're on top of your course reading, you've already done half the work the day your professor hands out the paper topics. Most essay assignments come directly from the reading: create an analysis of race in Huck Finn, explain Machiavelli's attitude on power in The Prince, compare and contrast two perspectives on World War II. You have a major advantage if you read the material closely. and don't just read, highlight the most important passages. Write down the key arguments, and take notes on the major points. If you do that, you've literally done half the work for your paper. So don't cut corners when it comes to the assigned reading. In fact, read with an essay question in mind. Look for the quotes that you'll use to build your argument now. And it will be much easier to build your evidence list later. 4. Always create an outline for structure. Professors can nearly always spot an essay written at the last minute. And here's why: they ramble, they don't have a clear structure. They wander from point to point without building to anything. Needless to say, those papers don't earn high grades. You can avoid that pitfall by writing a strong outline before drafting the essay. An outline helps you arrange your ideas before you begin drafting the paper. Start by rereading the assignment and jotting down the main topics your paper must address. And then think about how to order them. Which of the two readings should you discuss first? Where should you address counterarguments? Should your descriptive paragraph come right after your introduction, or can it wait until page 2? Essentially, writing an outline forces you to think about how to make your argument. It doesn't need to be a polished document, because it will evolve as you work on the paper. At this stage, your outline might look more like a list of paragraph topics, with not much else filled in. But having that framework helps ensure that your essay stays focused on the topic. 5. Start with your evidence. Don't start by writing your introduction. The introduction is the absolutely most important part of any paper. Within that first paragraph, your professor is already deciding whether you've submitted an A paper or not. So leave the introduction until you're able to write the most focused, best paragraph that you've ever created. Instead, start with your evidence. Read the essay prompt and make a list of the crucial evidence. Use your notes on the reading to pull out the strongest building blocks for your case. Write down examples you want to pull from lectures. Collect a list of the best quotes from the readings. And look at your outline. Start filling in the examples you'll use in each paragraph. Once you have an evidence list, it will be much easier to craft your body paragraphs. The meat of your paper where you lay out your argument. Now that you know your evidence, it's time to hone your argument. 6. It's all about the argument. The argument, or thesis statement, is the most important sentence in your paper. That one sentence lays out your answer to the essay prompt and sets up your body paragraphs. So it has to be great. While you're creating your evidence list, jot down a few potential arguments. Don't pick one just yet, though. Instead, try on a few different arguments and see if you have the evidence to support them. Stay open to changing your argument. Your thesis statement will look different in an expository essay versus an argumentative essay. But the general idea is the same: your argument sums up your paper's point of view. So make sure it's strong. And here's one important rule for all types of papers: never, ever have a thesis statement that just says yes or no. Your argument should always explain why. If the essay prompt gives you a statement and asks you to agree or disagree, explain why. If the prompt tells you to pick one side of a debate, explain why. Just make sure you have the evidence to back it up. 7. Go for a topic that you are passionate about. Nothing kills the creativity process fast like crafting an academic paper from a topic that you have no interest in. Choosing a topic of interest not only works to showcase your knowledge in your field of study, but also proves that you are an excellent student. While in some cases, a professor will give you a topic for your paper, they can also ask you to come up with one. When choosing the theme to write about, always evaluate the purpose of your assignment. Consider the scope, and ensure it meets the academic requirements. 8. Write a killer introduction. The trick to using your essay to impress the reader is to master the art of writing a killer introduction. With the right opening, you will engage the reader and make them see your point of view and the message you are conveying. When writing an academic paper, ensure that your introduction has a thesis statement, a hook, and a transition. 9. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Scholars are often reluctant to ask for academic help from their professors. If you feel like your topic is too hard, then do not be afraid to ask for help. PaperWritten is the best essay writing service that can help meet your academic goals, and you will be reaching out to a professional who was also once a student and someone who has probably gone through the same issues. 10. Strive for originality. Plagiarism can make your work to be disqualified, which puts all the hard work you used in writing the paper to waste. While you can use a sample as a guide on the type of structure, style, and format to include, in no way can you copy and paste the content and pass it off as your own. Instead, craft your essay from scratch and support your arguments with credible academic sources. Whether you are getting your information from the library or not, here are the types of sources to use as reference material: Google Scholar, peer-reviewed articles, academic journals, academic databases, books and periodicals, newspapers, government publications. 11. Use the right citation method. Ask any student, and they will quickly tell you that creating a bibliography is one of the hardest things. There are different types of referencing styles, all of which have a wide range of guidelines. For instance, while APA will use the author year format, with MLA, you will need to cite using the author and the page number. The trick to making sure that your assignment has the correct citation is to grasp the general guidelines of each style, be it APA, MLA, Harvard, Turabian, or Chicago. You can then refer to the handbook whenever you feel confused in a particular reference method. 12. Follow the correct structure. Wondering what the proper essay structure is? A well-written composition should start with an introduction, followed by the body, and end with a catchy conclusion. While the introduction functions to hold the attention of the reader from the first to the last sentence, the body paragraphs are for providing the arguments for convincing the reader about your point of view. Each body paragraph should begin with a topic sentence and explain one concept. The most effective way to write a conclusion is to rephrase your thesis and cement your argument. 13. Make your thesis and body paragraphs relational. Some students will make their thesis statement a list, and have each of their body paragraphs explain isolated components. For example, a poor thesis might assert insufficient punishment from the Tokyo trials, the exoneration of Hirohito, and revisionist history in textbooks caused Japanese nationalism to persist after World War II. This thesis is uncomplex, and just lists different aspects of your argument. Instead, you want to make sure that your thesis and body paragraphs are relational, so that your essay is cohesive and sophisticated. A better thesis might state, the Tokyo trials insufficiently punished Japan by exonerating Hirohito, which allowed for nationalism to persist in Japanese textbooks and public consciousness. In this thesis, there are clearer relationships between concepts that can be further explored in your body paragraphs. 14. Proofread effectively. After you have expressed all of your ideas into words, you should begin proofreading. Physically print out your essay, and carefully read it aloud. This technique encourages you to take your time, and makes errors seem readily apparent. Then, have a peer or teacher proofread, if possible. Once you are satisfied with your work, hit submit. Congratulations on a job well done.